O Muhammad, tell them, I did not find in what has been revealed to me anything forbidden to be eaten by one who wishes to eat it, except the meat of an already dead animal, or running blood, or the flesh of swine, for these are unclean, or the flesh of an animal which has become profane because of slaughtering it in names other than Allah. Even so, if anyone is forced in a helpless situation intending neither disobedience nor transgression, you will find your Rabb forgiving and merciful. For those who are Jews, we forbade every animal with undivided hooves, and the fat of oxen and sheep, except what is attached to their backs or their intestines, or is mixed with their bones. This was the punishment we had inflicted for their willful disobedience. What we said is true. Now if they disbelieve you, say your Rabb is the owner of boundless mercy, but his scourge cannot be averted from criminal people. In response to this, the mushrikeen will promptly say, if Allah wanted, neither we nor our forefathers would have been mushrikeen, or we could have made anything unlawful. That is how their ancestors rejected the truth in the past until they tasted of our punishment. If they say so, then ask them, do you have any evidence that you can put before us? The fact of the matter is, you believe in nothing but conjecture and follow nothing but falsehood. Say, in contrast to your position, Allah's argument is conclusive. It had been His will, He could indeed have guided you all. Say, bring your witnesses to prove that Allah did forbid so and so. Even if they testify, do not testify with them, nor yield to their wishes of those who deny. Our revelations, disbelieve in the hereafter, and set up others as equal with their Rabb.